We're looking for a mountain lake that straddles Bolivia and Peru. It's a deep freshwater lake, and a high-altitude one at that, about 12,000 feet above sea level. It's also the largest lake in South America by volume. So many superlatives. The Incas consider this lake a sacred place, and for Bolivia and Peru, it's still a natural treasure that attracts hundreds of thousands of tourists each year. But the lake faces several serious problems, according to a United Nations environmental report. They include pollution, overfishing, and receding water levels. We'll take a closer look at what's ailing this lake up in the clouds when we reveal the answer later in the program. I suspect many of you know the right answer. We got a lot of correct responses in today's GeoQuiz texting game. We picked three winners to congratulate. They are Tad in Santa Monica, California, Anna in Charleston, South Carolina, and Janali in Boca Raton, Florida. Remember, you can play the texting game next time, too. Just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866. All right, let's head for one of South America's biggest lakes, the one we asked you about in today's GeoQuiz. It's located high in the Andes on the border of Peru and Bolivia. The BBC's Matia Kabitsa is at the edge of the water. Matia, help us out with today's quiz. Where are you?
Well, I'm surrounded by mountains and blue water, clear skies, beautiful. The lake is Lake Titicaca, of course. It's the highest navigable lake in the world, and it's pretty big. We're talking about 55,000 square miles in size. And from here, it doesn't look very big because it's a strait, but once you pass these mountains in front of me, it just stretches from you for miles and miles until it looks like an ocean.
Now, the UN's environment program is sounding an alarm. It identifies some of the hazards and challenges to the health of Lake Titicaca. What are the most serious threats this lake faces? I mean, where does the pollution come from?
Well, this is a lake on which some 3 million people depend on, and it's shared by Peru and Bolivia. And what this means is that, especially here on the Bolivian side, only a quarter of the people that live on the lake have sewage system and water treatment. So that means that everything, all the wastewater from their houses just goes straight onto the lake. But it's not just households, it's also the industry, and especially mining, which the two countries, both Peru and Bolivia, depend on. And cattle as well, cattle ranching, because before it used to be just agriculture here, but in the recent years it's become a major center for cattle and milk production. So all of this is not treated. All this water just goes straight on the lake, and that's what's polluting the lake. The consequences would be less fish, more growth of algae and other aquatic plants, which are starving the lake, and the communities are worried here on the shores.
Right. What are you hearing from some of the villagers who live along the shoreline? Are they sharing the UN's concern?
I spoke to some of the people here, for instance, Sixto Paredes, who's the union leader.
Ahí mismo lavan la ropa, los domicilios no tienen alcantarillado buena.
He said the lake is very polluted. But some of the locals are also blaming the tourists who come from all over the world to enjoy the pristine location, and they say they are the ones who are polluting. But I spoke to, for instance, a Canadian tourist. His name is Vincent Centamo. He recognizes a tourist leave a mark on the lake, but he says that it's the locals who are less conscious about the environment.
Yeah, well, what I didn't like to see is all those bottles floating in the water. But that, you know, is not tourism. That's the local. You see, tourism leaves a mark, but locals in Bolivia, because they're less wealthy, they don't have like all the knowledge that we have for the environment. So it would be a great thing for them to like know more about like environment and all that.
Now, Lake Titicaca straddles Bolivia and Peru. That means two countries could combine forces in trying to protect the natural resources. What's not working?
Well, relations are very good, especially right now. I think they're going to improve with the arrival of Ollanta Humala, who will be the president at the end of July in Peru. But the UN argues that they're not working fast enough. So what they want is for both countries, both governments, to prioritize on providing basic services such as treatment plants for wastewater And also they want a binational effort to preserve biodiversity because the native species are also at risk from all this pollution.
Mattia, I want to just end by asking one question about the fact that Bolivia is a landlocked country and claims it has a navy. Does the navy of Bolivia practice exercises on the lake, Titicaca?
Well, I can actually see the naval base in front of me. They do have the biggest navy.
Oh, really?
Yes, the biggest navy base is right here, and they have a few boats. I mean, it doesn't look very impressive or compared to other countries, but they do practice here, and they also practice on the Amazon rivers. There is a statue here on their naval base that points to Chile because Bolivia lost access to the Pacific Ocean during the War of the Pacific in the 19th century. And the statue reads, "What was ours will be ours once again." In Spanish, of course. So it's a point for the government. It wants access to the Pacific Ocean again.
I guess it's going to be kind of hard to move those boats from Lake Titicaca to the Pacific.
Well, I don't know. It'd be very challenging to move all these boats across the whole Andes down to Chile.
To say the least. The BBC's Mattia Cabizza at the edge of Lake Titicaca, the answer to our GeoQuiz today.